This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Welcome, my fellow trivia nerds, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Gibbons. I am joined by my best friend, Meredith Solo. Hi, Meredith.
Hello, friends.
And she is who you're going to be competing with today. You are going to be taking Meredith on in a battle of trivia over what is one of the longest running TV shows ever, The Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
Did you know? The Simpsons has been on the air for over 32 years?
That is so much trivia. Oh my gosh. The Simpsons has been on since I was 8 years old, since I was a little girl.
It is insane. I don't even know how they come up with so much content to even make a show about. All right, let's get to the rules. I'm going to lead you through two rounds of trivia. I'll ask the question. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to come up with the answer. Meredith, too. So you're going to want to try and beat her. And you're going to give yourself 1 point for every correct answer. And at the end, you're going to tally up your score and crown the winner. All right. Round one. Question one. What are the names of the Simpsons kids? What do you
think? Boom. I got it. It's Bart, Lisa, and Maggie.
It is Bart, Lisa, and Maggie. All right. Question number two. Where does Homer Simpson work? What do you think, Meredith?
At a nuclear power plant.
Yes, he does work at a nuclear power plant. Question number three. What is the name of that famous TV clown?
Oh, he's the worst, and it's Krusty the Clown.
Krusty the Clown. I am scared of clowns. And Krusty is no exception for me. He's just totally, totally creepy. Okay, question number four. Who lives next door to the Simpson family?
Howdy ho, neighbor. It's Ned Flanders.
Ned Flanders. I live next to some super nice neighbors, too, but they are not Ned Flanders nice. Thank goodness. Okay, question number five. Homer has an evil and wealthy boss. What is his name?
Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns. Yes, he is the epitome of a TV villain. Okay, question number six. Which musical instrument does Lisa play? You guys at home play any instruments? She's really good at this one.
Well, I did not play this instrument. I played the clarinet, but my son played this instrument in band, and that's a saxophone.
That's right. She does play a saxophone. I wish I could play, well, literally anything, but I have no musical instrument talent, guys. Okay, question number seven. What is Bart and Lisa's favorite show?
Oh, It's the Itchy and Scratchy Show.
That's right. It is the Itchy and Scratchy Show. Okay, question number 8. Who is Bart's best friend?
I can't remember his name. What is it?
Well, for Bart, everything is coming up Milhouse. Milhouse is his best friend. Okay, question number 9. Name Homer's favorite brand of beer.
That would be Duff Beer.
Duff Beer. That is correct. You can get it anywhere, especially at Moe's Tavern. Okay, question number 10. What is the name of the Simpsons' pet dog?
Santa's Little Helper.
Santa's Little Helper. Nothing rolls off the tongue when you're screaming for your dog to come in at 4 a.m. like Santa's Little Helper. That is correct. All right, guys, you did great in this first round of Simpsons trivia. I'm going to let you buff up your knowledge and get ready for round 2. We're going to take a real quick break, pay a couple bills, and we will be back.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Watching your little one learn and grow is the best feeling in the world, but finding the right toys to help them grow and learn can be a little bit challenging. That's what led me to Love Every. I surprised my niece with a Love Every Thinker-themed play kit for her first birthday, and let me tell you, I've been sent video after video of Emery playing for hours with the cool items included in the box. Her personal faves are the wooden peg drop box and the Animals I See mini book. All day, y'all, she plays with these things. Love Every's play kits are designed by experts for your child's developing brain. Each play kit is tailored to your child's exact learning stage so they have the right toys for the right time, with new play kits delivered every few months that grow with your child. Play kits come with unique, one-of-a-kind activities and playthings that are built to endure plenty of play. They last. And each kit comes with a play guide that's packed with expert tips, ways to play, and do-it-yourself-at-home activities your kids will love. Take the guesswork out of your child's play. Choose Love Every today and get free shipping when you sign up to receive your play kits at loveevery.com/roadtrip. That's loveevery.com/roadtrip for free shipping. loveevery.com/roadtrip. Now it's time for some trivia for Just the Kids. Do you know where Florp is? Do you know how to make pencils come to life? If you answered no to these questions, then you need Go Kid Go, the audio imagination company for kids. Go Kid Go podcasts are made by an Emmy award-winning team and come with bonus content like free downloadable coloring sheets, Visit GoKidGo.com for more information or find Go Kid Go shows wherever you get your podcasts. All right, we are back for round two of Simpsons trivia. I hope you guys are ready. I hope you got a drink. You settle back in. We're going to see if you are able to beat Meredith. Are you ready?
I am ready. I am ready.
All right, question number one. Which costume Springfield resident appears in a sitcom on Channel Ocho?
Ooh, I don't know. What? Who is it? I'm an old school Simpsons girl. I don't know.
It's Bumblebee Man. He's on Channel Ocho, apparently. Okay, question number two. What is the name of Lisa's favorite doll?
Is it Malibu Barbie? Malibu something.
It's close. It is Malibu Stacy. Malibu Stacy is her all-time fave. All right, question number three. What is the name of the Simpson Halloween specials?
Treehouse of Terror.
Super, super creepy Treehouse of Terror. We watch these every single year. Okay, question number four. Santa's Little Helper was what breed of dog?
A Whippet?
Close.
I don't know.
Basically, ish, it's a greyhound. So they're both really fast.
Yeah. Okay.
I've always wanted a greyhound. They are so cute. Okay. Question number five. The Simpsons also have a cat. What's its name?
Snowball.
It is Snowball. There's a definite winter theme happening in the Simpsons pet house right now. Okay, question number six. What part of the opening credits is different almost every week?
The family sitting on the couch.
Yes. Every week, every intro to the show, the family sitting on the couch is different. All right, question number seven. What are the names of Marge's cynical twin sisters?
Okay, I secretly love them the most. They're my favorite Simpsons characters, and that's Patty and Selma.
Patty and Selma. Yes. They're the best ones. They are my faves also. They bring so much life to the show, and I just love how grumpy they always are. Okay, question number eight. Milhouse Van Houten is one of the few residents of Springfield with which of the following traits? Is it three fingers? Is it purple skin or is it eyebrows?
I think I'm going to have to go with eyebrows.
Weirdly, it is eyebrows. It is eyebrows. He has them. No one else does. Apparently, it's just a genetic thing. Okay, question number nine. Head groundskeeper at Springfield Elementary School, groundskeeper Willie, is what nationality?
He's Scottish, Governor.
He is Scottish. More so than you, I think. I think he's got it down on lock there. Okay, final question. Name Lisa's classmate and son of Police Chief Wiggum.
No idea. No clue.
That is I choose you, Ralph. Ralph is his name. All right. You guys, you survived another episode of the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast, Simpsons style. We cannot wait to hear how you did and if you beat Meredith today.
If you got more than 12, you beat me.
Ooh, 12. Good job, Meredith. We cannot wait to hear how you did. Head to our Facebook page and let us know. We love when you share your scores and your photos, and we're going to feature them on our Facebook and Instagram at Family Road Trip Trivia Pod. This has been a production of Girls Girls Media. Find us online at girlsgirlsmedia.com. If you like what you heard today, make sure to leave us an awesome review on iTunes and 5 stars, and make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.